Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
They're tiny spider-like creatures and they feed on the blood of humans. We're talking about ticks, and as the summer months approach, the HSE is asking us to be more aware of them as they become more active at this time. All of this comes on today because it's Tick Awareness Day, and for some advice now we're joined by Dr. Paul McKeown, consultant in public health medicine at the HSE National Health Protection Office. Dr. McKeown, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and many thanks for giving us the opportunity to highlight this issue.
Not at all. We're delighted to talk about ticks and to find out more about how we can avoid them, because we do not want to run in with them over the coming months. What are they? I describe them as spider-like creatures.
That's exactly right. But at the outset, I think I'd like to say, for the vast majority of people, this won't be an issue. And as you say, ticks are tiny poppy-sized, so they're very small-sized, spider-like creatures. And they feed on the blood of mammals, birds and humans. Now, they can pass on certain diseases, including Lyme disease, which some people may have heard of, and other rare diseases such as tick-borne encephalitis, which we don't have in Ireland currently, and other rare diseases. Now, ticks are active, particularly the reason we go out at this time of year is we're getting into the time of year whenever ticks are most active. So they're most numerous and active from spring to autumn, but they can be active all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And
because our climate is changing, are we seeing more of them or more tick activity in recent years?
Not in Ireland. I mean, as everybody knows that the climate is warming and that the cause is anthropogenic. The part of the world that's warming most is the North Pole. Europe is warming next most rapidly, but Ireland actually is the least warming place in Europe, as far as I understand. And certainly the amount of change in temperature and conditions probably hasn't had any effect on ticks or their ecology or environment. I think we are seeing an increase. We're certainly getting an increase we've seen over the last 20 years or so in Lyme disease, one of the diseases caused by ticks.
Mm-hmm.
That's partly due to increased awareness. So it's being picked up more. There are tests, constantly improving tests that allow us to pick it up. But in addition, I mean, the way we go about things is different. People are much more outdoors. They spend more time outdoors, and you've obviously then a greater opportunity to come in contact with ticks and to become bitten and also very rarely become infected.
And they like the damp, dark sort of ground, the long grass, the woodlands, those types of places.
Absolutely. Cool and damp, out of harm's way. What they do is they will emerge from those places to feed. And generally the way they feed, they look for a blood meal. And what they do is they will climb a frond, generally of a grass, particularly one that hangs into a pathway where animals or humans walk. And they're very lazy. And once they get to the end, and they will brush against an animal, a deer or a sheep or us. And once they get onto the animal's skin or onto our skin, they will then take some time to settle down, find a place that's most suitable to feed, and then they will begin to feed. It generally takes at least 12 and closer to 24 hours before they begin to feed.
Mm.
So if you have been out and you find a tick on yourself at the end of the day, it's extremely unlikely that they've started to feed, and it's in feeding, it's in biting, they can potentially pass on the infection.
So they sort of burrow down into the skin, don't they, when they're feeding? So if they're not feeding, are they just sitting on your skin?
If they're not feeding, they're getting comfortable. They like to get comfortable, first of all. So they aren't feeding until they actually attach. And once they attach, then the bugs, whether it be the bug that causes Lyme, Borrelia, or the bugs that cause other diseases, these are found in the mouth parts of the tick. And whenever they bite and feed, they're actually inoculated into the bloodstream whenever they are sucking up a meal of blood.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're supposed to like and love all wildlife, but these are horrible little things. And if we want to, if they have burrowed in, to get them out, then you have to tweeze them out. Is that how you get them?
That's exactly it. What we advise is thin-tipped tweezers. Can I just say, if you Google HPSC lime, Google HPSC LYME, you'll find full information on our website. But thin-tipped tweezers, or there are special cheap plastic tick removal kits that you can buy at the local pharmacy, which are probably the best way for removing the tick, because you don't want to leave any of the mouth parts behind, because you can potentially leave some infection
You need to
behind.
get the whole thing out. And look, to prevent them getting near you in the first place, long trousers, long sleeves as well, if you are out in those conditions where you're going to be walking in the longer grass.
That's right. Try and cover your arms, try and cover your feet. An insect repellent such as DEET is extremely useful. Your pharmacist will advise, and then check yourself whenever you come home from the day, come home at the end of the day. The important thing to remember is that any of those steps will actually protect you. So it's nice if you can do all of the things. So if you only manage to wear long pants, if you only manage to put on some DEET, you'll get some protection. And the risk of actually getting bitten and infected is extremely low.
Now, does it follow that if you have been bitten, you will be infected?
Not at all. No, I mean, only about 5% of ticks actually carry the infection. And even if it's an infected tick, it has to be attached for quite some time. In general, your chances of being infected, if the tick has been attached for less than 24, excuse me, less than 24 hours, are extremely low. Once you are, if you have been bitten, then obviously the risk of developing infection increases. And so if you have been bitten by a tick, whenever you're out, what we advise is that you would watch the skin where the tick has bitten. First of all, wash the area to ensure it's clean. Then watch that area of skin over the next few days. After 2 or 3 days, you may develop a bit of an allergic reaction, a lump or something. But after a period of between 3 and 30 days, characteristically, what forms is called a rash, erythema nodosum, which is a kind of, we call it a bull's-eyes rash. So it's dark in the center, paler. Dark and pale rings, which increase in size. It doesn't tend to be very itchy, but it can be painful. If that appears, then that is really very strong evidence that you have been infected. If you see it, take yourself off to your general practitioner where he or she can assess it, and prescribe a course of antibiotics. Antibiotics that are used against Lyme disease are very effective.
So if you've been bitten by a tick and you've had to take it out with the tweezers or the little device that you described earlier, you don't then need to run to your GP at that point. You wait
Nope.
and see what happens.
As I say, I mean, only a very, very small minority of ticks are infected. You just wait to see what happens. Now, for example, people can be infected and develop no symptoms at all. In general, in places where you would find high levels of ticks and quite high levels of Lyme disease, such as particularly in the south of England, the Scottish Highlands, you can find that up to 10 or 15% of the population would have a positive blood test for Lyme, but most of them would have no recollection of ever having been infected.
Right.
It's funny like that. It's an odd kind of disease.
Yeah, people are getting in touch, Paul, wondering if ticks can be carried into a house by pets
Yes.
and then jump from the pet to the human.
In general, once a tick is attached to an animal, it's going to stay there. Unlike fleas, they don't jump. By the same token, dogs can develop Lyme disease, and it's important to check your dog after a day out, just to make sure that they haven't got any ticks, and a good brushing will dislodge
Yeah,
ticks.
because it'd be difficult to identify if a tiny little thing the size of a poppy seed has attached itself
Absolutely.
to your big furry dog.
Absolutely. And the thing is, whenever they feed, whenever they actually ingest blood, they swell to really quite a large size. They can become like a rather small petit pois full of blood. And this is where, I mean, I take your point about them not being what use are ticks. Ticks are actually food for animals such as birds and other small mammals. So they actually do have a use
Yeah, they're important in the food chain. We just
in the
don't
food
chain,
they,
like
but they
them.
don't make honey or do
Yeah.
anything what we would consider to be terribly useful.
Okay, well, Paul, thank you so much for all of that advice. And if people want more information, you can go to the HSE website and you'll find step-by-step instructions there with images on how to remove a tick. That was Dr. Paul McKeown from the HSE Health Protection Surveillance Centre.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.